Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samachay on the base teaches us for Amar Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Muta LaAdam L'Shanos B'Dvar HaShalom. A person may not say the absolute truth in order to cause peace. Shenemar, as we find that the brothers of Yosef say to Yosef, Avicha tziva, kaisayim l'yoysa ana sona. They send a message to Yosef that our father Yaakov told us to tell you, ana sona pesha achecha v'chatosa kira gemlucha. Forgive them for the sin that they did against you. Even though, actually, Yaakov never told him that. But because they were concerned that there should be peace between them, that's why they said this in order to get the peace. And as the Mashal explains, that certainly Yaakov never said this, because Yaakov wasn't aware that the brothers had sold Yosef. So they had he had no reason to believe that he has any issue with them. But they said it because they were concerned that Yosef may be angry at them. Why did they all of a sudden have this concern? So the Mefarshim explained that when they were returning from Chevron, from burying Yaakov Avinu, they went through the city of Shechem. And Yosef got out of his carriage and looked at the pit in which he was thrown, and he sighed. When the brothers saw this, they said, oh, Yosef still remembers what we did to him. He still carries a grudge against him. Another Medrash says that as long as Yaakov Avinu was alive, Yosef, as the king of Mitzrayim, would always sit at the head of the table. After Yaakov died, he no longer sat at the head of the table. And they assumed because he was angry with them. And that's why we see that they sent this message, even though it really never happened. Rav Nosheimer, mitzvah. Not only is it permissible, but it's even a mitzvah. Shenemar, when Shmuel went to anoint David to be melech, he was concerned that if Shaul will hear where he's going, he will kill him. V'yayim Shmuel, eich eilech, v'shama Shmuel v'hargeni. Shaul, if he finds out what I'm doing, will kill me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, take an animal and say that you're going to bring that animal as a carbon. And as the Tosfos Yeshanim points out, even though that was technically true, that he was going to bring a carbon, but it wasn't the whole truth. Normally, we are obligated to say the truth and only the truth. Here, because of his Amakim Sakana, he was allowed to say not the whole truth. Continues the Gemara. This babe, Shmuel Tana, God HaShalom, Shef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinim Bo. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes changes. The Mikara Ksiv, when the Torah reports Sarah's reaction to the news that she will have a son, the Pasuk says, V'titzchak Sarah b'kirba leima, Sarah laughed saying, Achre b'loisi hoisli edna b'adoni zaken. So it was sort of disparaging to a husband that he no longer has a son, no longer can have children. Lubsoif, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reports what Sarah says to Avram, she says, Vanizokanti, he says that Sarah said that she's old, which really wasn't what happened. However, as the Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis, quoting the Sefer Chassidim, says one is only allowed to say something which is not absolutely true on the past. but not about the future. And in general, the Paiskim, in discussing this Gemara, point out that saying something which is not 100% honest is something that one should avoid. One should try to always only say the truth. In fact, I saw from the Aruch HaNer how far this goes, that the Aruch HaNer points out that in the case that, in the story that the Gemara reports, with the brothers sending a message to Yosef, we find that they sent the message through a messenger. They didn't send the message, they didn't say the message themselves. Why? Because if it's said by themselves, it would be much more of a lie. And one is always supposed to do whatever it takes to avoid saying a lie. Because as the Paiskim point out, the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Beis, that amongst those that won't be Makabel Pnei Shechina are those who say Sheker. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Beis, Kilo Oivir Avodis Kechavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis, that a Medaber Echad Bepev Echad Belev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates such a person. The Gemara there says, Mutav la'adam, she is asek b'nevela, meshiyav v'ndav v'sheker. A person should eat nevelas rather than saying sheker. And in fact, the Pelayoyitz points out that we find by no aveira in the Torah does the Torah use the word midvash sheker tirchak, stay away. By no other aveira do we find such terminology. The Chinuch says, Haragel b'sheker, hurael shmayim v'rael abrius. Rabbi olam hazeh v'rabbi olam haba. He's considered totally not believed. Besides that, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that Pei Tesla Mebeis, says that a person is a person who habitually says something which is not true. Nobody will trust what he says, and nobody will want to do any business with him. The Naim Elimelech says the source of all Midas Ras is Sheker. And as an outgrowth of Sheker, says the Yaris Moshe, the Yaris Tavash, one can come to Gaiva, and we know Tavas Hashem Kol Gvalev, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely despises Gaiva. The Yisrach Moshe says that there's another problem with a person who gets accustomed to saying something not true. It becomes difficult for him to separate from saying something that's true. But the Mefarshim make a very important point. Of course, one may not say something not true to someone else. But just like one may not say something not true to someone else, you're not allowed to fool yourself as well. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dover emes bilvavoy, in your own heart you have to say the truth. Maidala emes, the person has to always be ready to be honest with himself. He has to be ready to hear the truth from whoever says it and whatever is said. And as the Marv Shemesh points out, included in this is not only not saying a lie, but not writing a lie, or not in any way sending a message that something is not true with one hand or one gestures. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, says that saying the truth saves a person from death. And as the Sefer Chassidim says, that somebody who always says the truth has the schar, that if he says something, goes gzeir mamata, if he makes a gzeir, if he says something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. But as we're learning in our Gemara as well, that for shalom, to cause peace, mutar l'shabbos. The most obvious situation that is for bringing shalom bayis, as the Gemara says. Not only say the Paiskim to bring shalom bayis, but even if it creates a better environment in a home, that's something that we should all try to do. And that's why we find the Gemara Masechta Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us that by every chasna they used to sing that the kala is Novach Suda, how wonderful the kala is, even if it wasn't actually that way, because it brought shalom bayis into the house. The Gemara Masechta Mitzia Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis teaches us Klas Milsa Vida Rabbana De Mishana B'Ma'alayu. But Masechta, they don't say that they even if they learn something, they don't admit that they learned it. But Purya regarding their home, Bushpiza where they're staying. However, the Pais can make a very important point that even though we're learning how important it is to always say the truth, there are certain times where, and sometimes one could say something which is not 100% true, as we're learning in our Gemara. When it comes to chinuch of our children, we have to be especially careful to say the truth and only the truth. And actually, there's a raya from a Gemara that we have in our sugya on Daf Samach Gimel on the Beis, where the Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel on the Aleph, where the Gemara reports that Rav's wife would never do what he said. If he told her to make beans, she would make lentils. If he told her to make lentils, she would make beans. And the Gemara says, "Ki gavul chi berei apichlei." When Chia, Rav's son, got older, so he realized what his mother would do, so he would always tell her to do the opposite of what his father asked. Amrei, so Rav asked Rav Chia, Eli Imach, did your mother get better? She never used to do what I said. And all of a sudden now she's doing anything I ask. Amaroi, so Chia admitted to Rav, I am the one that would reverse what you said. Amaroi, hired the Kami Inshu. Said Rav, this is what people say, the Nafik Minach, somebody who comes from you, your child, Tamamov, will teach you. And my son, you came up with a great way for me to accomplish that my wife should do what I ask her to do. But still Rav told him, Adloi Tavid Haki, I don't want you to continue doing this. Shenember, Limdu Lishonim Daba Sheka Hevu. Don't learn how to lie. So all the Mefarshim ask that in our Gemara, we're learning that one is Mivnei Shalom allowed to say something which isn't the truth. So why did Rav tell Rav Chia that he's not allowed to? So according to the explanation that we just gave, that when it refers to situation of chinuch of our children, that we need to be mechanech our children, it's absolutely critical that we be mechanech our children to say the truth and only the truth. And that's why the Gemara that we just learned, the mutar l'shanes of Bnei Sholem, isn't applicable. Another pshat is the Rav, as we say, as we've been saying in our shir, saying something which isn't the absolute truth is something that should be refrained from. And therefore, Rav said, although it obviously bothers me that my wife does the opposite of what I request, I've learned to live with it. And therefore, since I've learned to live with it, it's better that you should only say the emes, even though it means that I won't have the gress shalom bayis in my home. Another pshat is that he was saying a simple pshat, if somebody has to say something not true, it should be me, not you that but not it should be me, not you. And here the Gra in the Ein Elio has a raya to what the Magen Avraham teaches us, because as we said earlier, the Magen Avraham teaches us that only something which refers to the past may somebody say something which is not absolutely true. But when it comes to the future, one has to be makbid on the emes. Here we're talking about the future. The future, he had to be careful to say only the emes. And in fact, the Shailos HaTshuvos, Torah Lishma, Siman Shin Samach Dalet, says that only under very extreme circumstances may one say something which is not true, even though our Gemara is teaching us Mutl Shanis Mivne Hasholim. It's only if Nafik Chorba. The Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma says that the only time one could use the heter of our Gemara is if there will be very severe repercussions. But in a situation where there won't be that type of severe repercussion, the halacha is one has to stick to saying the truth. One has to stick to saying the truth and only the truth.